Here's an eye-opening story about how melting ice is changing the Arctic. This week, the first large commercial cruise ship starts sailing through the Northwest Passage. That is a sea route from Alaska, over the top of Canada, and through to New York. Until recently, it's been impassable because of ice, but recent melting has opened it up to shipping, and now to large cruise ships like the 1,600-person, 13-deck Crystal Serenity. Reporter Rachel Waldholtz has been covering the cruise for Alaska Public Radio. So you were on the ship before it left from Seward, Alaska last week. What was the buzz there? What were passengers looking forward to?
Passengers were really excited. I think the funny thing about this cruise is that most of the folks who are on it are repeat cruisers. So one of the passengers I talked to, this is her 16th cruise on the Crystal Serenity. So for a lot of them, when they're getting on the ship, it's sort of like coming home. And so they're getting on the ship. They're really excited. They're really excited to be the first to go through the Northwest Passage. And the ship itself is really quite something. You walk in and there's piano music playing and it feels like a very high-end hotel.
Wow, pretty luxurious, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely luxurious. I think casino, spa, theater, pool. So when folks aren't looking at wildlife, there's lots to do on the ship.
What about people who live in Alaska? What do they think of this historic voyage?
It certainly got a lot of press here. It was stopping at three places in Alaska. So it left from Seward, and then it stopped in Kodiak on Alaska, and then Nome. And Nome, you know, is about 4,000 people. So a cruise ship with 1,600 people on board is a big influx. So there was a ton of preparation that went into it just to make sure that there's, you know, enough for folks to do and so that the towns can take economic advantage of this.
Yeah, and it sounds like the ship will also be stopping in smaller towns and villages.
Yeah, some of the towns it's stopping in Canada are smaller than the ship itself. So, you know,
wow.
1,500 people or less.
So because of the melting ice, this cruise ship does not need ice-breaking capabilities. But what if there's some kind of really unmelted iceberg that it hits? I mean, is anybody worried of some kind of Titanic replay?
Yeah, there definitely is a lot of concern. And so, you know, the Coast Guard up here has been preparing for this since 2012. And actually, just as the Crystal Serenity is passing through the Bering Strait this week, there is a big Coast Guard and military exercise simulating exactly that, sort of what would happen if a cruise ship went down. The simulation assumes 250 passengers, and it involves the Coast Guard, the military, the Royal Canadian Air Force. There's going to be 1,000 people sort of going through this search and rescue simulation because we just haven't had to deal with this before. You know, there just hasn't been this kind of passenger ship passing through the Arctic. And so we haven't had to have these kind of resources ready in case something goes wrong. So I think there is a lot of concern, and there's also been a ton of preparation.
Yeah. And what about environmental regulations? Because this is a ship that is going through a relatively untouched area for the first time.
Yeah, you know, I spoke to environmentalists who are concerned about things like sewage and wastewater discharge and, you know, what if there's an oil spill? And folks said that Crystal Cruises, that runs the Crystal Serenity, has actually done a really good job here. So they plan to exceed environmental standards for wastewater discharge. They have a logistics ship that's traveling with them that will take extra trash so that they're not leaving it along the trip. They're going to be using sort of a different grade of oil that would be easier to clean up in the event of a spill. People say they've really prepared for this trip. But the concern is sort of what happens next, because all of these measures are voluntary and people are really seeing the Crystal Serenity as maybe a sign of what's coming. And if this cruise is successful, it could lead to a lot more tourism in the Arctic. And will other companies follow suit and follow sort of the same high standards?
Well, there is an element of bad news to this cruise. It's only possible because climate change is melting ice in the Northwest Passage. Are passengers or Crystal Cruises acknowledging that at all?
Yeah, you know, one of the passengers that I talked to said, you know, you feel a little bit guilty because the whole reason that you can get up there is because the region is transforming so quickly. And, you know, everyone you talk to, they really want to see a polar bear. They really want to see the wildlife. And, you know, folks said they understand that the reason that they can get up there to see the wildlife is because the region is changing in a way that in many cases threatens that wildlife.
You know, I just found out, Rachel, that cruise ships have a carbon footprint that is almost twice as bad as flying. Do they know that they're also contributing to the problem that is allowing them to take these Arctic cruises?
Yeah, you know, I didn't talk to passengers about that specifically. People did seem very aware of sort of the symbolism of their cruise. You know, why is it possible? It's possible because of climate change. And it's interesting because there are sort of all of these environmental fears about a cruise ship moving through there and about shipping moving through there. But I think there's also a lot of optimism in Alaska that tourism could really bring some positive upsides, that the more people that can access the region and that can see the region become then invested in taking care of the region. And so there's some hope that, you know, if this is done in a responsible way, that it could really be a boon for the Arctic.
Reporter Rachel Waldholtz with Alaska Public Media speaking with us from Anchorage. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.